We look forward to seeing you at 2 Days of Truth being presented by Beyond Labels. It's our fourth annual 2 Days of Truth Summit. This year's theme is Detox is for Everybody. We're bombarded by everything from chemtrails to EMFs to pesticides, herbicides, even toxic people. We're going to deal with all of these aspects at the 2 Days of Truth Summit coming up. Sina, give us the final information.
I'm really excited about this summit. I think this is going to be our best one yet. It's June 14th and 15th at Polyphase Farm. We have some fantastic speakers like Sayer G, the founder of Green Med Info, Dr. Leland Stillman, who's been featured by Wise Traditions lately, Hilda Labrador, affectionately known as Holistic Hilda, you and me, of course. We also have, for the first time ever, a kids and teens program. So now the adults can enjoy the adult side while they know that their kids and their teens are having fun while also being educated by Joel, myself, and Hilda. It's going to be a blast. And this year, what we're going to do is we're going to actually teach you ancient and modern techniques for how to detoxify the body, mind, and spirit. And we're going to help you put together a personalized plan, like an action plan that you can take home and start. As soon as you arrive home, you can implement this action plan and start your detoxing.
You know, listen, folks, Polyphase is only 8 hours from half of the U.S. population. Take a long weekend, come join us, and you'll rub shoulders with other like-minded people, find our tribe, and be encouraged. It's a lonely place out there lots of times, especially if you're a bit of a maverick. So come and spend time with other mavericks and get encouraged, inspired, and enthused about living a more healthy life.
So I love the topic for this year, detoxification. It is one of the most important topics that we could ever address at our health summit. Because as Joel mentioned, everyone, every single person needs to know how to detoxify their body, mind, and spirit in order to achieve optimal health and wellness.
Yeah. So if you've had your ear to the news lately, you know that there's a tremendous amount of H1N1 high path avian influenza going through egg laying flocks, especially in Texas. Something like, 4% of one huge outfit's chickens have been destroyed. They're killing millions and millions of chickens. The interesting thing about this one, we have these outbreaks routinely around the country. It seems like at least once a year, it's somewhere. But the interesting thing about this one is that it has jumped into dairy herds that are often, factory farms kind of, hang together. And so these are dairy herds that are nearby. And the most interesting thing is that at least one worker has now come down. Now, it's not fatal. They just had kind of red eyes and runny nose, kind of thing. It wasn't a big deal at all. But the fact that we're seeing this jump species and then to human is quite interesting. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. Some supposedly, according to the bean counters, 888 people have gotten H1N1 high path avian influenza, in like the last 20 years. So this is not unprecedented by any means, but it's just another time when we're seeing the fragility of the factory farm, the industrial food system manifest itself. And, the thing is, there's not, seen a lot of people think there's so much wiggle room, slippage, or, whatever, in the food system. And there's really not. The food industry is tied pretty close to consumption. And so listen, eggs, nobody wants to produce, 5% more eggs than we need. What do you do with them? So the production and the consumption are pretty carefully, balanced within the industry. And so while for example, a 4% reduction in egg layers may not sound like much to the average person, it's hard to imagine how big that is, within the industry when a massive global thing like this drops this many birds. So there's a lot fewer eggs being produced, which means egg prices will go up. And the beauty of that, there are several things that are the good parts of that. If industrial eggs prices go up, then that means people like us with pastured eggs, GMO-free eggs, the price becomes much more competitive. I remember the last huge spike we had in this back when the birds were being killed in Iowa, and we had that massive egg shortage. I remember there for about 4 months, actually, our polyface eggs were cheaper than in the store. And, that has just never happened before. So, this is not something to everybody get all excited about, but it is another reason to opt out of the industrial food system. I hearken back to, when we had a big outbreak here in our area back 25 years ago. We had three of the vets, the federal vets they brought in. They brought in about 50 vets from around the country to deal with the extermination, quarantine, all that stuff. I mean, it's hard to appreciate what exterminating like 100,000 chickens in a house. You got to kill them. You got to kill them. And then you've got to load up all those carcasses. In other words, they don't go in and pick them up live. They kill them in the house. Then they're picking up all these carcasses, and there are tractor trailer loads. I mean, tractor trailer loads of these that go somewhere to incineration, to landfills, to whatever, composting, whatever. And and I well remember two of those federal vets came. I've told this story before, but it's such a profound story. It bears repeating because I know we have people for whom this is the first time they've ever heard our podcast. The two federal vets came to visit. One was in Virginia and one was from, I don't know, out in Kansas or something like that. And, they knew about polyface and they didn't come here looking for bird flu. They just came because they were in the area and, oh, time to, we can go see polyface. So they asked if they could come out and see. I said, sure, come on. And they both sat right behind me in our front foyer here. And independently, one came like on a Monday, one came on a whatever, Thursday or something. And without provocation, both of them said every one of those 50 federal veterinarians working this case knew that the reason was because there are too many chickens in too tight quarters, in too close geographic proximity, these houses on top of each other, one, blah, 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 But if any of them said that publicly on a record anywhere, they would be fired within 24 hours. And so here we are again. The thing that everybody has to understand is as long as we have factory industrial farming and this kind of chicken production with no fresh air, no sunshine, no exercise in completely, anti-chickenness systems, we're going to keep harvesting this, this influenza problem, and it's going to continue to keep coming. So the way to protect the chickens from it is to buy eggs from somebody that doesn't confine them in a house, and in a factory house, and the way to protect just. We're in a time where the phrase of the day is defund. I'm going to defund this. It's time to defund the poultry industry, and patronize the alternative. This is not a marketing thing. I'm just telling you, there's no reason why our country needs to eat eggs from factory chickens, and so what we need is for that market to just go away. But it is concerning, that it has jumped to dairies and then to people. And does that mean it's, nobody knows right now. The scientists looking at this, they don't know if it's more virulent. They don't know what the end game is on it, but it is definitely affecting our food supply.